bring communion to you in your seat. We're going to stand together to sing our opening hymn, and the hymn is number 368, Sing of the Lord's Goodness.
Good morning, and you're all very welcome to this, our service of Holy Communion. Can I make sure I'm on? I am. Just so you know, if you are following in our Book of Common Prayer, our service begins on page 201, and our communion prayer, when we come to that part of the service, will begin on page 216. Let's pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's stand as we say together the Gloria. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And a special collect prayer for today, this 14th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please take your seats.
Our epistle reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans in the 13th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the words of the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew, in the 18th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be left bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe in one God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. During our next hymn, I'm going to ask children in our Sunday school and Sunday school leaders to make their way out and upstairs into Sunday school. And we want you to have a good morning, enjoy each other's company, and have a good, safe time. Our next hymn, which we will sing together, is hymn 522, In Christ There Is No East or West.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I wonder if you have ever heard of or received a Sarah Award. A Sarah Award is a special award recognizing awesomeness. And it's a feature on a radio show that's often on in the car as I drive home for some dinner. The presenter's name is Sarah, and she invites listeners to nominate people who have done something that made a huge difference at a moment in someone's life. So it might be, for example, a plumber who answered a call after hours and saved a household from flooding. It might be a teacher who took a special interest in a pupil who was struggling and enabled them to grow in confidence. It might be a random stranger who came to your assistance when your car broke down or when someone in the family took on well. And whenever someone comes to our assistance in those kinds of ways, it is human nature to want to respond and to say thank you, maybe with a gift or a payment, but maybe the situation was such that you never saw the person again. And so the best that you can do is to give them a shout out on national radio and hope that they just might recognize how big a difference that they made in your life because of what they did. Hopefully, if we have ever received a random act of kindness, we'll want to pass it on and to do what we can to make a difference to someone else, if that's possible. St. Paul, in our epistle reading this morning, speaks about being indebted to Jesus for all that he has done for us. So let's think about that for a moment. Jesus reached out to us, to you and to me, in love, even when we had essentially turned our back on him. When we ignored him in our lives, when we never gave him a thought, when we lived in such a way that it was always driven by our desires, and we were happy to use people, the earth, any resources available to us for our own pleasure and benefit, he kept on loving us. He loved us and took upon himself all the awfulness and all the punishment that we deserved and nailed it to a cross in his own body. Jesus gave every fiber of his being, even his very life, to open a pathway for us to know friendship and peace with God when we could do nothing to help ourselves. And so as we think about that love, it is a cross-shaped love, and it's grounded in self-giving love. And we remember that love every single time as a Christian community that we come together to break bread and to drink wine from a common cup in this service that we call Holy Communion. And it seems almost facetious or blasphemous to speak about this love in the same couple of paragraphs as a Sarah Award, because it's so much greater and more significant and more life-changing than that. Paul talks in our epistle reading about the golden rule of love, about loving our neighbor as ourselves. And he speaks about understanding the times that we are living in and about living and loving counterculturally. And once we begin to understand the sort of love that Jesus has for us, it can't continue to be me first. It needs to be God first, others first, the community first, and living in such a way that the fragrance of his love is smelt and experienced by all who encounter us as his followers. Paul, in that epistle reading, speaks about being clothed with Christ. And it's like the very presence of Jesus is as obvious to others as the clothes upon our person. We might wonder, how does this come about? How could you or I be clothed with Christ? So let me suggest three simple steps. The first one, if we want to be clothed with Christ, is to publicly identify with him. And for many of us who've come from a Church of Ireland background, that's by being baptized, or maybe by being confirmed, where we make some sort of public declaration of our faith in Jesus. Maybe in some cases it was done on our behalf when we were infants, and then we took that step for ourselves as we got older and we were confirmed. We have an evangelist who's working for a month in our diocese called Greg. And Greg is going to be sharing at the service of Choral Evensong in St. Malua's on Wednesday. But I love the way that he invites people at various services and events that he's taking part in to make that public declaration of faith in Christ, even by raising a hand when everybody else's eyes are closed, to indicate a desire on our part to give our lives to Christ. So we've got to publicly identify with him if we want to be clothed with him. The second thing to do after identifying ourselves with Jesus is to role play what we think Jesus would do in our situation and to act upon that. In other words, what would he say? What would he do? How would he treat the person that we are encountering? If we want to be clothed with Christ, let's try to do what we think he would do. You might remember, if you were around in the 1970s and 1980s, there were wristbands that said WWJD. What would Jesus do? It's a great question to ask ourselves if we want to be clothed with him. And the third and final step in clothing ourselves with Christ is not to give our desires an opportunity to lead us into sin. And Paul in that reading talks about all these behaviors that can have such a destructive hold when they get a grip upon us. And I guess what he's trying to say in a very obvious way is that if you struggle with some of these behaviors, the best thing to do is to try to avoid those situations and people that will open the door to gratifying those sinful desires that we do not want to indulge in. So in coming into land, I want to take us back to that reservoir of love that Jesus has opened to each one of us today. And that reservoir is there to immerse ourselves in. It's cascading down to us just like a waterfall. And we can stand with our hands outstretched to receive his love. But every time we get out of the flow of that waterfall, if we begin to get a bit dry, we should spend time with him again. We should read his word. We should come to worship. We should be refreshed and renewed as we receive this sacrament of his love. And as we refill ourselves with him and his love, may it flow out from us in life-giving, healing streams for all those who we encounter, offering hope and love and new life to all. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who come to you in faith. We pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese and for David, our bishop. And we ask that you would help your church to continually open our hands and hearts to receive your love afresh. May it propel us out as a holy army to serve and to love the world around us. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world. And today we pray especially for the people of Morocco after a devastating earthquake in recent days. We pray for all who have been bereaved and injured, and for all who've lost homes and livelihoods. And we pray too for all who survived and are traumatized by what they experienced. We ask you to be with all who are leading the response in hospitals, in local centers. And we ask you to be very near to all who are caught up in this terrible situation. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick, for the poor, and for those in any kind of trouble. We pray today for all who suffer with anxiety and depression, and who find their environment to be a constant stress. We pray for your peace and your presence to bring light in the darkness. And we pray for the right people, including medical professionals, family and friends, to be resourced to support them in their distress. And we take a quiet moment just now to bring into God's healing presence any known to us who are going through difficult times this morning. And we pray that those around them would be clothed with Christ and his compassion as they reach out in love. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
prayers continue as we share together the words of
that prayer of humble access. We do not presume. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Let's stand together for the peace. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and we share in his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's stay standing as we continue in our worship by singing hymn number 655, Loving Shepherd of Your Sheep.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Let us pray.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and you gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. And may this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace one in Christ our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 This bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. As we share together with Holy Communion this morning, we're going to ask you row by row to come and join us for the bread here at the front. And then, as the wardens bring you forward, when you've taken the bread, you can come to the person serving wine on this side, if you sit on this side, or you can come to the person serving wine on this side, and then just make your way back round to your seats. As ever, if you are more comfortable taking communion in your own seats, just indicate to the wardens and we will come to you. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him. Lord God, the source of truth and love, keep us faithful to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, united in prayer and the breaking of bread, and one in joy and simplicity of heart, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray together, Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food and the body of blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all and those whom you love, now and forevermore. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn 634, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Save us now. Lord.